Hello, dear listeners. This is your host, Dr. Lehman. Welcome. Happy Friday to everybody. Today, we're going to talk about business trends in 2025. And literally, this podcast is all about what's trending in 2025 in terms of business, publishing, public speaking, and inspiration. I'm going to invite you guys to listen in, enjoy the podcast today, and I have an offering for you at the end, so make sure you listen in all the way to the end. Welcome, and here is our intro.
Level up with Dr. Leyland. Step into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars. Level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Oh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb. Empowered in your passion, your voice will be heard. Building a legacy with every word. From podcasts to pages, from business to art. Level up's the place where it all can start. With heart and with vision, we're chasing every goal. Together we'll ignite the fire in your soul. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time.
Oh. Hello, dear listeners. This is your host, Dr. Leland. Happy Friday. So, I am going to be going over a whole 2025 business trend. Stay tuned. Now, let's talk about the first segment, which is AI integration, right? What's happening? Well, AI adoption is a competitive must. If you're still wondering, should I be learning AI? You're almost late to the game, but it's not too late. Go ahead and be curious. From customer service chatbots to generative content, AI is reshaping business operations. 90% of investors now demand AI strategies, up to 68%. Now, that 68% number was actually back in 2024, right? Now, what are some of the opportunities for having integrative AI within your organization? Chatbots is 24/7 support. Predictive marketing analytics. AI for supply chain and operations. And of course, content tools like Jasper or Runway or Sora or Claude or Plod or, you know, ChatGPT, Gemini. I mean, you name it, right? What are some strategic tips that I could provide for you? We'll start with a pilot project and then integrate AI within your project. Train your team in AI tools. Start with one, maybe up to three, but start with one. Communicate AI strategy to your team so that your investors know that you are serious and curious enough to integrate them in your business operations. E-commerce expansion, what's happening there? There's a global e-commerce, right? Sales are projected to pass $7 trillion. This is a DTC models and omnichannel selling are booming. Sell on Spotify, sell on TikTok, heck, sell on Instagram. Use AI personalization. Offer subscriptions. Expand globally. You're no longer tied to just your city or your county, or not even your state or your country. You can sell everywhere to everyone. What are some of the strategic tips? Well, optimize for mobile. 68% of the population use mobile device to do all of their interactions and transactions. Use influencer and UGC content. Do you guys actually, I want to know if any of you actually know UGC. And I wish I was live so you can actually tell me if you knew, right? I'm going to define what UGC because we might be using that. It's called user-generated content. It literally refers to any form of content like text, images, videos, reviews, testimonials, or any social media posts created by users rather than the brands themselves. Okay, that is really big today. That's how TikTok is run. And then, of course, run your SEO and retargeting your campaigns, right? If your old campaigns is not working, retarget more. Change it a little bit. And then we're talking about sustainability focus today as well. What's happening? The eco-consciousness is driving buying decisions. The circular economy is now standards for modern brands. What are some of the opportunities here? You can have biodegradable packaging. You can be transparent on your sustainability messaging. Business-to-business sustainability services. What are some of the tips? Well, run a sustainable audit. Launch recycling take-back programs. Or get certified on B Corp or climate neutral. One example that I can provide for you is Real Pet Food Company under CEO Jermaine Chua, same as my maiden name, thrives by blending sustainability with authentic leadership. Okay, so that is in the world of business. Let's take it to the world of publishing, right? In terms of publishing, actually, we have... What we are doing is doing an anthology for gratefulness. We're trying to be intentional and we're doing it on gratefulness, a heart wide open. We want you to focus your energy, your thoughts on the word grateful. What are you grateful for? Today, who are you grateful for or to? We are asking, doing a call, author's call right now, asking about 3,000 words, little portion of your life to write on how gratefulness changed your life. Maybe lessons learned. And if it hasn't changed your life, look at one thing in your life, just one thing that you're grateful for, and write about that. Write from the heart. Write from your experiences. Sometimes in those low moments of your life when you're so low that you don't think it can get any lower, depression kicks in, anxiety kicks in. You're still grateful for breathing. You have the ability to change your life. It's in that moment of choice that you're given right now in front of you, not from yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now, right at this moment. The decision you make can change the trajectory of your tomorrow. I'm grateful for having a choice, the power of choice, right? So that's the anthology that we're actually doing starting right now. So we are doing the last day of our author's call. So hopefully you're listening to this today. If not, just DM me or email me. Lua, L-U-A, at levelupbydocleyland, D-O-C-L-E-Y, land@gmail.com. And subject, I want to write. Right? So let's talk about the publishing trends right now in 2025. The publishing world is being transformed by AI. There's a lot of self-publishers and expanded access. Because there are those opportunities and there are so many people who are doing publishing, there are technical aspects of publishing that you have to know if you are a self-publisher. There's so many lessons learned. And we have pretty much, in our publishing house, we have maximized, we could still learn more, obviously, because technology and trends are changing by the moment. By the time I'm talking, I'm sure there's some changes. But for now, when you are a writer and you want to publish and you want to do this and you're looking for someone to edit your book or to publish your book or help you publish your book, make sure that the people that you are talking and paying for your time is someone that has good energy. Sometimes they have really good qualifications and they claim here and there. I've seen a couple of them from LinkedIn. But they were coming from us. And they learn from us. And then they see us as a competition rather than a collaborator. That to me is bad energy. So you got to be careful. The second thing that I highly suggest is ask this question. Can you publish my book in Barnes & Noble's, Powell, and anywhere else in the globe other than the 15 countries that Amazon provides? And how much does that cost? And do you have a buyback policy? And if the answer is no, walk away. The point of having a book and doing all of this is your ability to be everywhere so that your messages can be amplified. Yes, Amazon is a great distribution channel. 15 countries, yes. And it also makes it easy because they do the printing. But don't kid yourself. You're not going to make money, by the way, being an author, unless you sell thousands and thousands of copies. And if you're going to charge your book, let's say $10, you may make $1.20 to $2 in that because you have to pay for the printing and the shipping. Okay? So don't forget that. And if you have someone to publish this for you, ask them, am I going to keep the copyrights or are you going to keep the copyrights? Sometimes they will log into your Amazon account so you can self-publish and they'll do everything in the back end. Ask them if you can learn how to do it for yourself. And they said, no, I'll just do it for you. They want to milk you for the next one. They should teach you how to do it yourself because you're paying them, right? So ask those questions and carefully watch how they answer you. Now, audiobooks can now be generated using AI voices also. AI editing tools streamline your book production. Google's auto narrator called 11 Labs can also do that. Grammarly GO or Go, it's a pro writing alternative or aid. So the tips is use draft to digital or Readsy, or maybe automate the formatting for you. And then disclose that this is an AI use transparently if you use AI, right? Now, remember that AI does not show the emotions of your story. They tell. So you can tell when someone writes it in AI, very formal, super formal, unless, of course, they're an educator because that's just how we're trained. But if you're talking about yourself and your journey, there should be some nuances in there that's uniquely yours. When you find an editor, make sure that they don't change the tone of your voice, right? There are self-publishing growth right now. What's happening is that self-publishing is the new norm. Platforms like Amazon KDP and Wattpad empower indie authors. That's what we call them now, right? Book talk authors getting traditional deals. Brandon Sanderson's Kickstarter success is one of those examples as well. Now, here's the tips. Build a personal brand on TikTok or YouTube, and then collect your reader's email, and then other digital extras and merch you can do also in YouTube and sell them. Or you can open your Spotify, right? Now, what are the new publishing opportunities? What's happening? Contents like The Next Big Story offer big prices for short submissions. So think about those. I think they had like a $75,000 for 3-page novel samples. Agent scouting on YouTube also happens, and X. I'm not an X, but I'm definitely on YouTube. So what's my tips? Nail your hook in the first paragraph. Record your 60-second video pitches. Submit to contests and open calls as much as you can if you already have a book, and see what happens. Why not? Right? If that's what you want to do with your book publishing. Another thing I also offer is a 1-hour free consultation if you are aligned with what we do at Level Up when it comes to publishing. We have published almost 100 stories already in the last year only, right? And includes magazines and, of course, our anthologies. And then I'm doing academic publishing right now in 6 different problems with multiple solutions. And it's going to go to 60 countries and 120 universities, because I do anthology or academic publishing as well. And most people don't do that. They just do Amazon. I do publishing in Barnes & Noble's, universities, and things like that. So let me know if you're ever interested in that. Let's move on to public speaking trends in 2025. Now, public speaking is more digital now. They're more inclusive and brief than ever. Some public speaking used to be in person. We still do in person. I had a couple of in-person presentation last year and the year before that. I'm a keynote speaker as well. And most people now, because of technology, they have a video-first approach. Basically, 64% of podcasts now launch with video. Short-form content is king, right? King. What is short-form content? 60 seconds, guys. 60 seconds. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, right? Another thing is TED's vertical video content. TEDx or TED speakers is still a thing, but I'm not so worried if you're not on TED, right? Mel Robbins and Jay Shetty's visual first style is pretty good to look at. And they're not really on TED. They can be. They probably have in the past, but it's not something that they are using in their platform most. I see them all on Instagram more than anything, and also YouTube. Tips, speak to the camera, use a ring light, and of course, a lapel mic when possible, so you're very clear. I have a store on Amazon that I use to provide you with tools that you can use, okay? Break your speeches into short clips instead of a whole big thing. Let's talk about inclusive communication. Speakers must reflect cultural sensitivity and inclusivity. I know our president got rid of DEI. I get it. But I love my messages that includes everyone. I don't think we should ever stop sending messages. We shouldn't have to be exclusive on everything that we do. I could just say I could speak to the educators and anybody who has doctorate, and the rest I don't care for. I could, but why would I? We're creating a community of learning and curiosity. If you don't have a degree, that doesn't mean you can't be curious. Of course you can. That's the reason why I love inclusivity, right? Especially with women and girls because I have two daughters and I'm a woman. You know, CapCut, if you're not in there, I love that they have multilingual subtitles, right? You can actually put Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, you name it. Use platforms like that and software like that that provides inclusive, or at least try, or an attempt that your messages doesn't have to be just English speaking. It could be other languages. PowerPoint even has Bisayan, which is Cebuano. I'm Filipino. I was born and raised in the Philippines, and I'm Bisayan. All right? So I speak Visaya. I speak Tagalog, but I speak Visaya. And they have Visaya. Even on Canva, I was like, what? That's pretty cool. I love and appreciate platform who thought about being inclusive. Little things like that makes a big difference for people like me who speaks multiple languages. Use inclusive languages. Avoid idioms and alternates. Right? And you're speaking in code. And some of these codes that my daughters come home with, I have no clue what they're talking about. And it seems like they create their own languages, right? But get diverse feedback also. Now, micro speeches is something that has been booming, even in my classroom. It's called a 5-minute or shorter talks. 5 minutes. That's all you got. 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes of what you want to talk about today from beginning to end. And here are the things. I love it, right? Ignite talks, Picha Kucha, LinkedIn mini keynotes. I love those 5-minute talks. Somehow everyone always wants to talk in circles. Like, give me 5 minutes. Be streamlined on your process and thoughts and give me tips. Here's a tip for you. Share one strong idea, open with a hook, and rehearse tight timing, literally within that 5 minutes if you can do it. 60 seconds would be great, right? Public speaking now rewards those who are authentic, brief, and visually compelling. And visually compelling, you don't need a video editor anymore. We have AI now, right? Again, my go-to, guys, is CapCut. I'm not going to hide that. I love CapCut. Segment today that I want to also talk about is inspirational story, right? This is more of talking about what inspires you. Sometimes you have to be inspired before you can inspire someone because you're giving out that energy. Once you have that, then create just one moment, a segment of your life, and talk about that. Now, Spectacular Smith, once part of Pretty Ricky, built a business empire. He founded AdWizard to help celebrities monetize social media, then launched Spectacular Academy, teaching entrepreneurship and digital marketing. Now, why does that matter? Because reinvention is possible if you stay curious. You already have valuable skills. Each and every one of you, if you are listening to this, you already have the core skills that you need. Okay, stop paying coaches $20,000, $30,000, $200 an hour for something you already know but said differently. You have it in you. You do need a coach if you don't know what you're doing. But if you do, you have all the tools that you need. You just need to be intentional and have a belief system within yourself that you can do it. Have the courage and empower yourself by doing. The only way you can fail is if you don't try. But if you keep trying and you don't get the results that you need, pivot and change. Pivot and change. Pivot and change. Don't accept defeat if you don't get the intended results that you want. Keep going. Helping others grow fuels long-term success, guys. Let me ask you this question. What skills are you overlooking that could become your next big move? Think about it. What are some of the skills that you already have that you, everyone always tells you, wow, you're so this. Wow, you're so this, right? You hear it over and over and you're not paying attention because you never used it because you doubt yourself that you could actually be successful on that one skill. So ask yourself, what skills am I overlooking that could become my next big thing? Right? Ask yourself that. Now, for those of you, okay, who are thinking of, I don't have a skill. What do you do for work? Ask yourself that. And what are some of the skills that you wish you could use at work, but it's not really relevant to what you're doing? And in fact, you don't even enjoy your work, right? Maybe that is the skill. What are you passionate about? What do you like to do? Maybe you like to create songs, but you're like, but I can't sing. It's okay. You can create songs. Maybe someone sings it for you, right? Or maybe you like to paint rocks or landscapes. Then do that. Maybe you like photography. Then do that, right? So anything that you love to do is something that you're curious enough, it could be your next big move. And don't wait for the perfect moment, collecting all the data, getting all the funds at 100% in your bag, getting all the people that works with you or for you, getting the right place, getting the right equipment, and then you can move. Don't do that. That's an excuse for you not to do what you're supposed to do. When you build a house, it's not built with all the materials at 100%. It's built by the materials that they think they need, and obviously they're going to need more after that, and then they buy. That's the same thing. Build it little by little. If you are working full time and you have another passion, do that as a side hustle, and it no longer is a side hustle, right? And don't give up on yourself. No one will believe you unless you believe yourself. So let's wrap up this episode today of what's trending in 2025: business, publishing, public speaking, and of course, inspiration through writing. Now, from AI-driven innovation to the rise of self-made creators and powerful stories of transformation, one thing is clear. The future belongs to those who adapt, create, and lead with purpose. I am all about impact and legacy at the end of the day. If today sparked an idea or inspired a next step in your journey, take action. Don't be afraid. Whether it's writing that first hook, first page, first paragraph, recording your first video, or launching that bold new business idea, or trying to publish your first book, the time is now. Not tomorrow, now. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to shape their future with you. Until next time. Keep learning, keep building, and keep showing up. This is your host, Dr. Leland. Have a fantastic Friday and weekend. Remember, guys, if you want to write, now is the time. Talk to me. If money is an issue, talk to me. Email me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram, Level Up by Doc Leland. I'm on YouTube, Lua by Doc Leland. I'm also on Facebook. So let's connect. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
up, it's time to rise. Unlock your potential, reach for the skies. Transform pain to purpose, find clarity and strive. With Dr. Leyland leading, we stand side by side. Collaboration fuels us, together we thrive. At Level Up Academy, your dreams come alive. To rise, unlock your potential, reach for the skies, transform pain to purpose, find clarity and strive. With Dr. Leyland leading, we stand side by side. Collaboration fuels us, together we thrive. At Level Up Academy, your dreams come alive.